إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. Indeed, all praise is due to Allah. We praise Him, seek His aid, and ask His forgiveness. We seek refuge in Allah from the evil which is in ourselves, and we seek refuge in Allah from our evil actions. من يهده الله فلا مضل له. Whoever Allah guides, there is none who can misguide him. ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. And whoever Allah chooses to be misguided, there is none who can guide him. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له. I bear witness, there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah. He is alone and He has no partners. وَأَشْهَدُ أَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا عَبْدُهُ وَرَسُولُهُ. I also bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he is the worshipper of Allah and His final messenger. أَمَّا بَعْدْ فَإِنَّ أَحْسَنَ الْحَدِيثِ كِتَابُ اللَّهِ. Thereafter, the best of speech is the book of Allah. وَخَيْرُ الْهُدَى هُدَى النَّبِيِّ sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the best guidance is the guidance of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَإِنَّ شَرَّ الْأُمُورِ مُحْدَثَاتُهَا. The most evil affairs are those matters which people have innovated and introduced into Islam. فَإِنَّ كُلَّ مُحْدَثَةٍ بِدْعَةٍ وَكُلَّ بِدْعَةٍ ضَلَالَةٍ وَكُلَّ ضَلَالَةٍ فِي النَّارِ. Every innovation is a bid'ah, and every bid'ah is misguidance, and every misguidance only leads to the fire. عِبَادَ اللَّهِ. Days, weeks, and years, they pass by very quickly. As soon as a new year starts, very quickly that year has already passed. And a person thinks, how quick do these days pass by us? And where has this last year just gone? So the days and the years, they don't wait for anybody. And death does not seek anybody's permission. And the days that a person lives, either he benefits from them or he wastes them. So whoever does righteous actions and invests in his akhirah, then he has benefited from the days and years which he lives. And whoever only works for the dunya, only concentrates on the dunya, nothing more, then he has wasted his days. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, وَهُوَ الَّذِي جَعَلَ اللَّيْلَ وَالنَّهَارَ خِلْفَةً. He is the one who makes the night and the day khilfa, meaning in succession, one after the other. The day comes, it disappears, then the night comes. Then the night disappears, and then the next day comes. And so on and so forth. Why? Why did He make the nights and the days in succession? He said, لِمَنْ أَرَادَ أَنْ يَذَّكَّرَ أَوْ أَرَادَ شُكُورًا. So that the one who wants to remember and admonish himself and take a lesson, he can do so. Subhanallah, what did I do yesterday? How did I spend my last night? أَوْ أَرَادَ شُكُورًا. And the one who wants to show thanks and gratitude to Allah, then he does so. Ibadallah, we have come to the end of the Hijri year. The Hijri, the Islamic year, it ends with the month Dhul-Hijjah. And today is the 27th of Dhul-Hijjah. And the new Islamic year, the Hijri year, it begins with Muharram. So there are only 2 or 3 days for the beginning of Muharram. And this symbolizes the beginning of the new Hijri year. And we have to know and understand that the last day of the Hijri year, or the beginning of the Hijri year, it has no special distinction in Al-Islam. There isn't any particular type of religious actions that a person has to do, except that a person reflects and thinks, just like he does at the end of every day, every week, every month, and at the end of every year. A person thinks and reflects about his previous days. And this previous Islamic year, it has come to an end, or it is coming to an end, containing moments of happiness and moments of sadness. And this new Hijri year will begin, and we don't know what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decreed for us. So in the past days and months, the past weeks, this past year, how many people have become saddened? And how many others have become happy? How many children have been orphaned? How many women have been left as widows? In the past Hijri year, how many ill people were cured and they lived? And in the past year, how many healthy people died without any illness? We have seen from our own families, those who have mourned and grieved over deaths. And we have seen others from our own families who have become happy and delighted with happiness. Subhanallah, a house which is congratulated for a marriage and another house which is consoled for a death. And this is sunnatullah. This is the nature which Allah has created. This is the wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Perhaps the one who was happy yesterday, tomorrow he will become saddened. And the one who cried yesterday, tomorrow he will be happy with, or tomorrow he will laugh with happiness. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he tests his people however he wants, however he chooses, according to his wisdom and according to his decree. Why? So he can distinguish between the people. So he can differentiate between the people. Let us see who amongst the people has iman and who amongst the people disbelieves. Let us see who amongst the believers has shukr and appreciates the blessings of Allah, and who amongst the people rejects the blessings of Allah. Let us see who amongst the people is happy at the decree of Allah, and who amongst the people is angry with the decree of Allah. Let us see who amongst the people remains patient, and who amongst the people becomes discontentful. Allah said, إِن يَمْسَسْكُمْ قَرْحٌ فَقَدْ مَسَّ الْقَوْمَ قَرْحٌ مِثْلُهُ. If a harm touches you, if an injury touches you, then another harm has touched another group of people. وَتِلْكَ الْأَيَّامُ نُدَاوِلُهَا بَيْنَ النَّاسِ. And these are the days which we alternate between the people. Why? وَلِيَعْلَمَ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. So Allah knows who has iman. So Allah knows who has iman and who disbelieves. وَيَتَّخِذَ مِنْكُمْ شُهَدَاء. And so He can take shuhada from amongst you. وَاللَّهُ لَا يُحِبُّ الظَّالِمِينَ. And Allah does not love those people who oppress. أَيُّهَا الْمُسْلِمُونَ. In the passing bys of the days and the weeks and the years, there is a lesson for us. There is an admonishment for us. And what is the lesson we should take when a year ends, or when a day ends, or a month ends? The Muslim who has iman in Allah, the Muslim who has fear of the final day, at the end of the day, at the end of the month, at the end of the year, he stops. And he reflects on the days or the year which has passed by. And he thinks about what is coming in the future, what is coming tomorrow. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu taqullah. O people of iman, have piety, fear Allah. وَلْتَنْظُرْ نَفْسٌ مَا قَدَّمَتْ لِغَدْ. And let every person look at that which he is preparing for tomorrow. وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ. And fear Allah. Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu, from his famous sayings is, أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ. O people, حَاسِبُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ قَبْلَ أَن تُحَاسَبُوا. Hold yourselves to account before you are held to account. Make yourself accountable in this dunya before the akhirah comes, and then you are held to account by Allah. وَوَزِنُوا أَعْمَالَكُمْ قَبْلَ أَن تُوزَنَ عَلَيْكُمْ. And weigh up your actions, yourselves, before your actions are weighed up for you by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَاسْتَعِدُّوا لِلْعَرَضَ الْأَكْبَرِ. And prepare yourselves for the great judgment. And then he would recite the saying of Allah, يَوْمَ إِذٍ تُعْرَضُونَ. On that day in which they will be judged. لا تخفى منكم خافية. And any secret which a person hides in this dunya, in the hereafter there will be no secret. Nothing is concealed. And in the great hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he mentioned how a person will stand in front of Allah on Yawm al-Qiyamah. He said, لا تزول قدم عبد يوم القيامة حتى يسأل. Every person, his two feet will not move in front of Allah until he is questioned. What will he be questioned about? حتى يسأل عن عمره فيما أفنى. He will be asked about his years, his life, and where he spent his life. وعن علمه فيما فعل به. And he will be questioned about his knowledge and how he acted upon his knowledge. وَعَنْ مَالِهِ. And a person will be asked about his wealth. مِنْ أَيْنَ اكْتَسَبَهُ. Where did he earn this wealth from? Halal or haram? وَفِيمَا أَنْفَقَهُ. And how did he spend this wealth? وَعَنْ جِسْمِهِ فِيمَا أَبْلَهُ. And every person will be asked about his or her body and what he did with his or her body. So no doubt, every single person will be questioned about every small matter on Yawm al-Qiyamah. Allah took an oath in the Quran by Himself. He said, فَوَرَبِّكَ لَنَسْأَلَنَّهُمْ أَجْمَعِينَ عَمَّا كَانُوا يَسْأَلُونَ عَمَّا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. He said, I swear by your Lord, he swears by his own self, that verily we will question every single person, عَمَّا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ, regarding the actions which they used to do. He said in the Quran, فَلَنَسْأَلَنَّ الَّذِينَ أُرْسِلَ إِلَيْهِمْ وَلَنَسْأَلَنَّ الْمُرْسَلِينَ. Verily we will question those people to whom the message was sent. وَلَنَسْأَلَنَّ الْمُرْسَلِينَ. And we will even question the messengers. Nobody will escape the questioning on Yawm al-Qiyamah. The messengers and the ones to whom the message was sent and the prophets came to, all of them will be questioned. To the messengers, did you deliver the message? And by Allah they delivered the message. And to the people, when this message was delivered to you by our messengers, what did you do? Did you accept the message? Did you obey the message? Or did you go against it? When a person dies, and just this week, we've had two funerals in our community. Straight away we say, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Do we understand what is the meaning of Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un? Inna lillah, to Allah we belong. Wa inna ilayhi raji'un, and to Allah we will return. Faman alima annahu lillah. So whoever knows that he belongs to Allah. Wa annahu ilayhi raji', and whoever knows that to him he will return. Falya'lam bi annahu mawquf. Then he should know that he will stand in front of Allah. Wa man alima annahu mawquf, and whoever knows that he will stand in front of Allah. فَلْيَعْلَمْ بِأَنَّهُ مَسْؤُولٌ. Then let him know that he will be questioned by Allah. وَمَنْ عَلِمَ أَنَّهُ مَسْؤُولٌ, and whoever knows that he will be questioned by Allah. فَلْيُعِدُّ لِسُؤَالْ جَوَابًا. Then let him prepare answers for the questioning which Allah will do. And this life which you have, my brothers and sisters, these years which you live, this is the most precious thing which you have. And we should spend these lives and spend these days in the obedience to Allah before the time it passes by us. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he admonished a person. He said, take benefit of five things before five other things. He said, shababaka qabla haramik. Take benefit of when you are young before you become old. Wasihataka qabla saqamik. And take use of your health before you become ill. Waghinaka qabla faqarik. And take use of your wealth before you become poor. Now you are wealthy. Give to the masjid. Give in sadaqah. Because there may come a time when this wealth is taken away from you. And you become poor. وَفَرَاغَكَ قَبْلَ شُغُلِكَ. And take benefit of your free time before you become occupied. وَحَيَاتَكَ قَبْلَ مَوْتِكَ. And take benefit of your life before death comes to you. So every person is going to be questioned about his life, about the years which are passing by. Did you spend these years and your life in obedience to Allah or disobedience to Allah? Did you do actions which bring you closer to Allah or make you distant from Allah? Did you spend your life benefiting yourself and your family and your community in the dunya and the akhirah? Or did you waste all of this? Did you spend your time in the masajid seeking knowledge, reciting Quran, or on the streets, in the cars, in cafes and town centers and shops? Did you spend your life around good people, righteous people, people of knowledge and taqwa, or around criminals, fraudsters, drug dealers, and people of disobedience? And these days, they will pass by you. And every person will become old. And the hair of every person will become grey if Allah allows you to live long. So if your hair is going to become grey anyway, then why doesn't it become grey and you're worried about the akhirah instead of your hair becoming grey because you're stressed about the dunya and your money? It is mentioned regarding one of the ulama that he passed by a group of people and they were sitting outside a cafe, like they do in some of the Arab countries, smoking, talking, gambling, playing cards, wasting time. Wasting their time. So he said, لو علمت أن هؤلاء يبيعون أوقاتهم لاشتريتها منهم. If I knew that these people were selling their days and times like they are, then surely I would buy these days and times from them. The person of righteousness, the person of Iman, he feels as if he doesn't have enough days to do the righteousness which he wants to do. The people who have no Iman in the Akhirah, each day they waste. One day is like the next day. Ibadallah, as I mentioned, this year it is about to finish the Islamic year, the Hijri year. 1439, 1439 years after the blessed Hijrah of our blessed Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Today is the 27th of Dhul Hijjah. In 3 or 4 days is the first of Muharram, the beginning of the Hijri year. And the Hijri year, there's a reason why the Hijri year was introduced. It was not there at the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Sheikh Ibn Uthaymeen rahimullah, he mentions, وَلَمْ يَكُنِ التَّارِيخَ السَّنَوِي مَعْمُولٌ بِهِ فِي أَوَّلِ الْإِسْلَامِ. That at the beginning of Islam, meaning the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, there was no such thing as a new Hijri year. حَتَّى كَانَتْ خِلَافَةُ عُمَرٍ. Until the Khilafah of Umar radiallahu anhu. وَاتَّسَعَتْ رُقْعَةَ الْإِسْلَامِ. When the empire of Islam, it expanded. وَاحْتَاجَ النَّاسِ إِلَى التَّارِيخِ. And the people were in need of dates and calendars because of their businesses and dealings and decisions and so on and so forth. ففي السنة الثالثة أو الرابعة من خلافته. So in the third or fourth year of the Khilaf of Umar, meaning the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam passed away. Then 2 years of the Khilaf of Abu Bakr, then he passed away. Then 3 or 4 years after the Khilaf of Umar also passed. So 7 years after the death of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. كتب إليه أبو موسى الأشعري. أبو موسى الأشعري, he wrote to عمر رضي الله عنه, إنه يأتينا منك كتب وليس لها تاريخ. That you are sending to us letters, decisions, strategies or decisions which need to be made, but there's no date on these strategies. There's no date on these decisions. So then عمر رضي الله عنه جمع الناس. He congregated the people. And فاستشارهم, he sought advice from them. That this is a new issue that's coming up. We don't have a date. There's no calendar, Hijri calendar. There's no calendar. What should we do to sign or date our letters? So some of the people, they said, أَرِّهُ كَمَا تُؤَرِّخُ الْفُرُسُ بِمُلُوكِهَا. That why don't you make the Islamic calendar like the calendar of the Persians? Whenever a king dies, then a new calendar begins. And then it remains for the lifetime of that king. Then another king comes, and then a new calendar is started. فَكَرِهَ الصَّحَابَةُ ذَلِكَ. So the Sahaba, they did not like this. Then some of them said, أَرِّخُوا بِتَارِيخِ الْرُومِ. That why don't we have our calendar like the calendar of the Romans? فَكَرِهُ الصَّحَابَةُ. So the Sahaba also disliked this. Some of them said, أَرِّخُوا مِنْ مَوْلِدِ النَّبَوِي. Begin the Islamic calendar with the birth of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The same day in which he was born, we'll begin the new Islamic calendar with this. Others said, مِنْ بِعْثَتِهِ. When the first revelation came to him, this time we will begin the Islamic calendar. Others said, مِنْ هِجْرَتِهِ. do it from the Hijrah. The date of the Hijrah, when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam first made the Hijrah, this is the first of the Islamic calendar. Then Umar radiallahu anhu, he said, الْهِجْرَةُ فَرَّقَتْ بَيْنَ الْحَقِّ وَالْبَاطِلِ. It was the Hijrah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam which distinguished between the truth and the falsehood. The people of Iman, they went to the place of Iman. And the people of Kufr, they remained in the place and they didn't obey the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So they began using the first year of the Hijrah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam as the first year of the Islamic year. So as I said, now it is 1439. Meaning 1,439 years since the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he made Hijrah from Makkah to Al-Madina. Then he asked them, the Islamic year, which month shall we begin with? So some of them said, Ramadan. Let's begin, the first Islamic year is the first of Ramadan. Why? لِأَنَّهُ أُنزِلَ فِيهِ الْقُرْآنِ. Because the Qur'an was revealed in Ramadan. Others amongst them said, رَبِيعُ الْأَوَّلِ. Let's make Rabi'ul Awwal. This is the first month of the new year. Why? Because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam came to Medina and it was Rabi'ul Awwal. However, Umar and Uthman and Ali radiallahu anhum, they said Muharram. Let's make the first of Muharram. This is the first day of the new Islamic year. Why? Because the last month of the year will be Dhul-Hijjah. And Dhul-Hijjah contains one of the greatest pillars of Al-Islam. The final five pillars of Islam is making Hajj. And also because the first of Muharram is when the Ansar gave Bay'ah to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And this is how the first of Muharram became the first day of the new Hijri year. And this is why we take the Islamic calendar from the Hijrah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Not from his birth, not from his coming, not from even the revelation, rather the Hijrah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Notice from this, brothers and sisters, that it had nothing to do with Islam or nothing to do with an extra type of worship. It was only about the Muslim empire is becoming big. You're sending letters to us. There's no date on this letter. We don't know when to execute this command which you have commanded with. So we need a date. So it was only a matter which related to the dunya. There's no extra worship which is attached to the beginning or the ending of the year. أَقُولُ قَوْلِ هَذَا وَاسْتَغْفِرُوا اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ فَاسْتَغْفِرُوهُ إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. Brothers and sisters, our religion, Al-Islam, this is not a religion of celebrations, constant festivals, death anniversaries, remembrance days. This is the religion of the non-Muslims, especially the Christians. And after them, the Rawafid, the Shia. This is their religion. Every other day is another remembrance day. Or the remembrance of another saint. Or the anniversary of Fulan. Or new anniversary. This is not our religion. Rather, our religion is a religion of ibadah, worship, and tawheed, and reflection, and contemplating, and worrying about the akhirah, and doing as many righteous deeds as we can. So the ending of the Hijri year, or the beginning of the Hijri year, is not a time of celebrations, and greetings, and sending text messages, Happy New Islamic Year, and so on, and so forth. And as I mentioned, yes, we should reflect. But we should reflect every year, every month, every week, every day. Not only that we think that at the last khutbah of every year is a khutbah of reflection. Or special conference about the hijrah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Or we do lectures about the hijrah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And more so, we have to be careful of some of the bid'ah, some of the innovations which are entering in amongst the people when it comes to the ending of the year or the beginning of the hijri year. From amongst the innovations is celebrating or holding a festival or a mahfil in the masjid or in the house, in which they do extra ibadat or they fast or extra nawafil. This is not from the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Or they talk about the hijrah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he lived 10 years after his hijrah. Not for a single year did he celebrate or remember this day at all. And neither the sahaba, nor the salaf, nor the great imams of this religion. the new year only came about due to a worldly reason, a logistic reason. Also, from the innovations which occur, is that people think that the last Jum'ah of the year, or the first Jum'ah of the first new year, it has to be extra ibadat, an extra obedience. Or some of them, they have a special dua. And this dua, it is made in the last sujood of the last prayer of the last day of the previous year. And they call this dua akhir al-aam, the dua of the ending of the year. Some of the people, they think and they send messages that on this day, on the last day or the last Jum'ah of the following year, the previous year, the record of the year, it is closed. And now a new record is starting for the next year, written by the angels. All of this is illogical. Why is it illogical? Because the new Islamic year, or the new Hijri year, it wasn't there at the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It only came 7 or 8 years after the death of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So there was no worship, there was no aqidah, there's no belief, no distinction to this day. It was only due to a worldly reason. Also, from the innovations which you should avoid is sending text messages or cards and gifts. Happy New Islamic Year, Happy New Hijrah Year, special dua for the new year. All of these are from the innovations. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he used to forbid the innovations. And the innovations in the religion are the worst types of actions. Every khutbah the Prophet gave, he would say, وَشَرُّ الْأُمُورُ مُحْدَثَاتُهَا. The most evil affairs are the innovations. وَكُلُّ بِدْعَةٍ ضَلَالَةٍ. And every innovation is a misguidance. And after this, send peace and salutations upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma salli wa sallim wa barik ala Sayyidina wa Nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. اللهم عز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم ذل الشرك والمشركين اللهم دمر أعداءك أعداء الدين اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها أنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار وأقم الصلاة